By now, you've probably heard me raving about Osea. I'm obsessed with their Mega Moisture Duo, and I even caught my partner using it the other day because he smelled like seaweed. Now that's hot, right? You know who else would love Osea? Your mom, or your friends that are moms, or if you're a mom, because being a mom is hard work, and I think all moms deserve a spa day this Mother's Day. And what better way to make every day a spa day than with Osea's Mega Moisture Duo? And right now, you can even get an additional 10% off your first order with our code DATEABLE at OseaMalibu.com. Treat moms to the everyday spa experience she deserves with clean, vegan skin and body care from Osea. Get 10% off your first order site-wide with code DATEABLE at OseaMalibu.com. You'll get free samples with every order and free shipping on orders over $60. Head to OseaMalibu.com and use the code DATEABLE for 10% off.
Hello, DATEABLE fam. Welcome to a little quickie with me. Instead of getting down and dirty, we're going to get introspective because it's just a wild time right now. Do you all feel that? Like the shift in energy because of all the planetary movements recently? I just feel like shit's about to happen in a good way, in a good way. And I actually was telling Julie this on one of our calls this week, and I was like, I feel a change coming. She's like, great. But we recently had... We're about to air this episode with the Astro Twins. They are astrologers. They're twins and they're astrologers. And they've been writing astrology for major publications like Elle Magazine, which was like my Bible for a long time. I loved reading their horoscopes. So anyway, they can speak to this a little bit more. I'm obviously not an expert, but the cosmic convergence right now is we just had the solar eclipse. And apparently the effects of the solar eclipse can last 6 months. We're in the middle of Mercury in retrograde, yay. And also we're at the beginning of the age of Aquarius. And I find this the most profound because, well, I'm an Aquarian, so I love anything that has to do with Aquarius stuff. But the age of Aquarius signals a major change, major innovations, and a revolution. Whoa. It's supposed to be a major paradigm shift during this time. And I feel it. I feel like the dating industry, for example, needs a major facelift. We often talk about how dating apps haven't been updated in so long, but also just like the way we date and the way we find love and the way we think about commitment, it feels all so antiquated now, doesn't it? Like there needs to be a shift, a change, an upgrade. It's an iOS upgrade, but a reset of some sort. And I've been reading a lot from various influencers and experts about how there's so much planetary change right now and the energy is flowing and, you know, we should be feeling all the energy right now. And then I was like, what do you do with that energy? I love the idea of it, but what do you do with it? Like, other than charge your crystals or something. And I have an idea. I have an idea. We have all this pent up energy from the stars. We got to do something with it. And my idea is let's change the algorithm of our lives. Let's change the algorithm of our love lives if you want to. Okay. Maybe you're like, my love life is great, so I don't need to change it. Even if your love life is great, I will say I am very much enjoying my love life right now. I've been dating someone for 6 months. He is absolutely wonderful, but I still think I need some sort of mindset shift that can break me out of the traditional ways of thinking. And I think it will help me communicate better. It will help me ask for what I need. So the idea is inspired by a friend of mine who I was complaining to one day about how toxic social media is. We can all agree on that, right? And I was saying how the posts that I see on social media either make me feel like I'm missing out on something or make me feel like I have a lot of shortcomings, like I should be more accomplished by now or I should have all this stuff by now. And he was like, I have the complete opposite experience. I find it as my daily sanctuary for finding peace and optimism and inspiration and love. Like, what? That is the exact opposite definition of social media. So I was like, hand over your phone. I want to look at your Instagram, your TikTok, whatever platforms you're on. I just want to compare notes. And his feed, y'all, it was so different from mine. It's like completely different. His was like a warm hug. Every post I saw on his feed, I needed and I wanted, and it fed my soul. Everything on my feed was toxic, demeaning, absolutely just not serving me in the right way. So I was like, how did you do that? And he said he actively trained his algorithm. Wow, what a concept. Algorithm. He said for 30 days straight, it was like beginning of the year, 30 days, every day he unfollowed an account that was no longer serving him, or if he felt like it was dragging him down. And then for the next 30 days, every day, he would find a new account to follow that he found inspirational, or he found that it opened his perspectives. Very interesting. And then he also said he gave feedback on suggested posts. So he would, every time a suggested post, he would say, this is something I want more of, or this is something that I want less of. So actively feeding and curating his algorithm. Brilliant. And then I was like, oh my gosh, the more it, you know, and he experiences, the more you tell the algorithm what you want and what you don't want, the more it gives you content that you want, that serves you. Because the whole point of these platforms is to make you happy. They want you to stay on the platform. And bing, like that is my light bulb moment. That is what we can be doing with our lives, plural, our lives right now, our love lives, our lives in general, our personal lives, our professional lives. We can be resetting and teaching the algorithm what we want more of and what we want less of. We can unsubscribe to the negativity, limiting beliefs, the societal norms, the traditional values that maybe no longer are true to us. And we can resubscribe or newly subscribe to philosophies, theories, different ways of thinking, different perspectives, or resubscribe to traditional values that you found new meaning in. Y'all get what I'm saying here? Hope I'm not getting too like out of whack here. So using this energy right now, because the universe is on our side, it's like basically saying, I'm giving you all this freaking energy for you to do something with. We might as well do it to our own benefit, which is creating an algorithm that lets the universe deliver to us what we want more of and shoo away the things that we don't want anymore. Here are three questions to ask. I love counting, apparently. Every quickie I have will have three questions. But here are the three questions we can harness right now. What do you want more of? What do you want to invite more of into your life? Personally, I want to invite more love into my life. Not that I'm lacking love, but I feel like I want to recognize more love in my life. And in turn, I'm able to give it back more. It's just such a contagious feeling. And I want to invite more skills, tools into my relational toolbox. I certainly feel like I've been dating someone for 6 months and he's been wonderful and our relationship has been very open and honest. But I feel like I'm still bogged down by some of the traditional thinking or thinking that's not my own. So I want to have more agency over how I want my love life to be. And I think those are the tools that I need, is how to have more agency. And then the second question is, what do you want less of? What do you want to shoo away? What do you want to unfollow? What do you want to let go of? And the number one thing I want to let go of right now is comparison. It's a comparison game. I've grown up comparing myself to other people all my life. My parents have compared me to their friends' kids all my life. I look at social media posts and I compare myself to other people all the time. I don't want that anymore. It doesn't serve me. It also, it's just not productive. It's not a productive use of my time. So I want less of that. And the third question would be, what are you curious to learn more about? And I'm curious to learn more about how people can maintain humanity and develop deeper connections in dating Now that we're in the age of Aquarius, aka age of AI, with all the tech that's swirling right now and how we always claim dating apps have made people disposable, humanity is more important than ever. So I'm curious to learn how we can maintain that and also go deeper in our relational connection. So all that's for me to tell you all is like, now is the time. Now is the time to harness the planetary energy and reshift and reteach the algorithm of our lives so that the universe will keep giving us whatever is serving us and then delete away whatever's not serving us. And the more we inform the universe what those things are, the more it'll get it right. Our life's social feed will look a lot more positive and optimistic and a reflection of what we want, not a reflection of being a victim to what someone else is trying to sell us, like someone else trying to convince us of their way of thinking. No, this is our life. So how do we train our algorithm on our terms? All right. I hope that covers what the thoughts I have. Also, I want to give a shout out to everyone who was able to get a spot in our Finding Your Person program that just closed earlier this week. This is such a great time to be doing this program because you get to go through so many thought exercises that hit at exactly this. What are you looking for? Getting so clear on what you're looking for in your person, what you're looking for in dating and in your relationships. So I'm so excited to meet you all. And for anybody who missed their opportunity to enroll in this program, there will be other opportunities in a few months. So just park that in the back of your mind for now. But Julie and I are very excited to meet this new cohort and harness the universe's energy to help you go through this program. All right. That is it. That's my little quickie. Bye.